I don't know how many times I've heard the parable of the prodigal son. It's a lot of times, probably every year. And so I thought, I really should take a better look at this. And the first thing that hit me was, why did Jesus tell this parable? What was he trying to accomplish? And why this parable? So I started looking at it and said, well, we have the tax collectors and the sinners who are coming near. And obviously they understood Jesus' message and they wanted to hear more of it. So the Pharisees and the scribes, who were the lawgivers and the keepers of the law, were a little upset because the tax collectors and these sinners were the dregs of society. They were the lowlife of the time, the people that no one wanted to associate with. Yet Jesus welcomed them in and actually ate with them, which was really bad. So when I started looking more at it, I realized when we do this reading, we skip two parables in there. After the opening, there's the parable of the lost sheep, and then there's the parable of the lost coins. So really, the parable we heard today should be called the parable of the lost son. And it would fit right in line with all these parables and would make sense. And it would all fit in place. When we looked at the parable of the lost sheep, we had the shepherd who lost one sheep, left them all, and went and found it and celebrated because he found that one sheep he had lost. Then you have the woman in her house, and she has lost a coin. And she searches the whole place, finds it, and celebrates because she has found that one coin. And here we have the father who has the two sons. And he celebrates because he lost his one son. His one son took off and spent all his money and was living in a far-off country and not living a good life, but repented and came back, and he had found his son again. So it fits in that we have the lost son, and it makes sense that he would celebrate. When we look at this, the Pharisees and the scribes establish how the law is to be kept. And they watch over everyone, and they judge everyone, and they keep track of everyone. Are they following the laws? And so, for Jesus to be eating with sinners and talking with sinners and tax collectors was a violation of the law. The same way that he accepted these people in, the father whose son had gone off and broken all the Jewish laws had come back and repented. And the father was welcoming him in. So we see the parallel there. We see the parallel in God's love and forgiveness in accepting tax collectors and sinners. And we see God's loving forgiveness in this father who's accepting the son back. And it sort of makes sense why Jesus was telling this parable to the scribes. He was pointing out to the scribes and the Pharisees that The law is one thing, and keeping the law and the commandments is important. But if somebody slips and falls aside, it's more important that we accept them back and we forgive them and we bring them back into the fold. And we have that same choice. And we have that same option. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We all do things that we know are not right, that we know are wrong, that we know we shouldn't be doing. But just as the father accepted that younger son back, if we go before God and we acknowledge the fact that we sinned, and we turn toward God and we ask for forgiveness, God will celebrate, bring us back. He'll put the ring on our finger. He'll put the robe on us. He'll kill the fatted calf and celebrate with us. He wants us all to come back. Every time we celebrate Eucharist, we are celebrating the fact that we have been welcomed back. We are celebrating with Jesus the fact that we have been brought back into the fold, that we are one family and that we are all back together again, and that we've been forgiven. And in part of the service, we say the Lord's Prayer each week. And in the Lord's Prayer, we ask that we would be forgiven. We would be forgiven our trespasses or our sins. In the same way that the Father forgave the Son, we're also asked to forgive others their sins and accept them back. And this is where the older son fell short. He isolated himself. He cut himself out of the celebration. He did it to himself because he would not forgive his brother. And we pray that each week, that we would forgive others the same way we have been forgiven. And it's a call to us to forgive others the same way that God has forgiven us. And in doing that, we become part of the celebration. We celebrate with the people who have been forgiven the same way we have been forgiven. And we come to Eucharist and we celebrate that newness of life, that forgiveness of our sins, that resurrection that we celebrate in the Eucharist. And we all take part in it and we become refreshed and we become new bodies in Christ. And so that's why Jesus picked out that parable. He was telling the Pharisees and the scribes, there's more to this than the laws. There's forgiveness. And forgiveness is the root of it all. Amen.